We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. It's an interesting situation. First of all, we have a lover list after a first date, which is very intriguing. And Carla is joining us. Good morning, Carla.
Hi, good morning.
So you have an interesting lover list today because you've only had one date. So can you go ahead and share the story, Carla?
Sure. So I met this guy online and let's see, we talked for about like a month or so. And okay. Then just went out on our first date last weekend.
So you had obviously a great connection online and chatting and all of that. So you're like, going to take it to the next step. Let's go out.
Exactly, yeah. Everything was going great. Really liked our conversation. So I was excited. So it was good, but it was just kind of awkward between the two of us. I think we were both kind of nervous, you know, like so much buildup. There's been a month, so, you know, finally meeting in person.
Yeah.
But overall, it was good. It was just kind of a little awkward. And then, so towards the end of the dinner, he dropped the "I love you."
It's the end of dinner, and he looked at you and said, "I love you."
Yeah, so, like, he said it, and then he immediately was like, I like you. And, like, I could tell he was super nervous, but it was weird. I mean, like, that's really weird.
It's pretty quick.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one date, right?
Uh-huh.
So we finished things up. We left. We just, like, did a hug because I was, like, kind of freaked out. I sort of swerved him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really liked him, but now I'm just feeling kind of concerned. So I just want to know, like, is this a bad sign? Like, should I let him or list him? Let me know.
Sure. I can see why you're freaked out. I mean, it's your first in-person meeting, right? And that's a big statement for the first time you meet somebody. But he did stammer a little bit and said, "I like you." So, you know, it wasn't like, "I love you," you know. So that part is okay. But I can understand why you're a little concerned. And I think the best thing we do is throw this out to KSON listeners. So many of them have the same situations happen. And they can give great advice if you don't mind if we do that, Carla.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to hear what they have to say.
All right. So if you hang for just a minute, we're going to send it off to the KSON listeners. 833-287-1037. What do you think Carla should do? He said, "I love you," on the very first in-person date. Should she be freaked out? What do you think? Share your advice. 833-287-1037. And Carla, we'll listen to what they have to say, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
833-287-1037. Love him or list him with John and Tammy on KSON. John and Tammy in the morning with Love Him or List Him. Carla is joining us, and Carla has an interesting ask for you to tell her whether she should love or list. After going out on a first date with a man she'd met online, and what he said at the end of that first date.
It was good, but it was just kind of awkward between the two of us. I think we were both kind of nervous, you know, like so much buildup. There's been a month, so, you know, finally meeting in person. But overall, it was good. It was just kind of a little awkward. And then, so towards the end of the dinner, he dropped the "I love you."
So what should Carla do? 833-287-1037. Should she love or list her "I love you" after the first date guy? Brianna's in Claremont. Brianna, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
I think love, just because I think since she said they've been talking for around a month, and I think sometimes you can develop connections before you've met the person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is early to say "I love you," but if he corrected it after, maybe he was just nervous and actually meant to say "like."
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Or just, you know, you're feeling that connection and it just pops out and you're like, "Oh Lord, what did I say?"
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Brianna.
Of course. Have a good day.
You bet. Lucy, downtown, what do you think Carla should do? Love him or list him, and why?
I think she should give him a chance, because if he hasn't set off other red flags, he could have just been nervous. And, you know, sometimes you're talking to somebody and you vibe so well that you're just like, "Oh my God, I just love you." But it doesn't mean "I love you" mm-hmm. in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have just been nervous.
Sure.
I think if she really felt a connection with him before, I think she should give him a chance. And just be aware, though. Be aware and pay attention for other red flags. And if another red flag comes up, then definitely list him. But
right.
It could really have just been a slip of the tongue and just the excitement built up.
Thank you so much, Lucy. That's great advice.
Okay, thank you.
Danielle in Poway, what should Carla do? Love him or list him and why?
I think she should love him and give him an extra chance, another chance. Because we've been all in that situation where nerves get the best of us and our words slip up. And I think giving him a second chance, because you know what? In the end, it could be a really funny story.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's totally true. Oh, I love that thought process. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Kira's in Hillcrest. Okay. What do you think Carla should do? Love him or list him and why?
I think she should love him, because I have a friend that has actually done the same thing, not on the first date, but she has accidentally said, I love you before. And it's because you're just kind of friends with someone. And whenever I'm friends with someone for a while, I always say, okay, like, love you, bye. I think it would have been, especially if he stammered afterwards, I think it was just nerves.
That's great. That's great advice. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. Gabby, wrap this up for us. What do you think Carla should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should love him, because some of those men just are very few and far between. My husband and I, he said the same thing to me a weekend after we were like casually seeing each other on like 3 or 4 dates, I think.
Uh-huh.
Now we've been married for 21 years.
Yay!
We've been together for 26, and we have 3 boys.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that and giving that great advice to Carla.
Absolutely. Tell her not to be scared.
Perfect. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right,
Carla. Well, you've heard what KSON loyal listeners have to say. And producer Jessica has a question as well.
Yeah, Carla, is he a relationship guy or is he just more of a dating around guy?
He's a relationship guy. He hasn't been in a relationship for about a year. But before that, he was in a relationship for like a couple years, I think. And then before that, another 2 or 3 year relationship. So he kind of goes from relationship to relationship.
Yeah. So it could be a force of habit thing. You know, your synapses in your brain just shoots him out and he didn't really mean it. And really, it should be a compliment to you, because he's already feeling a connection with you so quickly and already likes you so much that his brain's already going, this is the kind of stuff that you should be saying to this person.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, he doesn't.
That's interesting.
He probably is too soon to mean it. But it's a very good compliment to you.
Carla, what do you think you're going to do? That's the most important thing. What does Carla want to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, talking about this with you guys and listening to what everyone has to say, I feel like I'm going to give him another chance.
Hey!
You know, yeah, I like their connection, and he's a really sweet guy, and maybe it just was nerves and like you're saying. So yeah, I want to give him another chance and see where things can go.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. And you know what producer Jessica brought up is so true. The other day, my husband was talking with one of his great friends and our neighbor Jordan, and at the end of the phone call, he said, "See ya, babe."
God, didn't John say I love you to Cole Swindell one day at the end of a phone call?
Love you, babe. Yeah.
Love you, babe.
So, you know, it could be that too, Carla. So, you know what? Give him another chance. I think you're right to do that. And then stay in touch with us and let us know how this goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much for joining us for Love 'Em or List 'Em on KSON.
Bye.
Brooks O'Brien's coming in next, and she's got your next opportunity to take that road to Stagecoach. Be listening for your name at 9:40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.